If you just want to say one, two, or just kind of check, check.
Check, check.
Perfect. Okay, so I guess actually before we get into the questions, it would be great if you could introduce yourself. If you want to just say, hello, my name is, or if you want to say, you know, talk a little bit about you're an artist or your practice or where you're based or anything like that. I think to date, everybody's just said, hi, I'm Martine Sims, or hi, I'm...
Okay.
But whatever you feel like is an important context.
Ooh, I think it's just saying hi. Hi, I'm Thierry Baez.
Perfect. Okay. Now we can jump in. So I know you have the text. I have it here too. I don't know if you want me to read it to you or if...
If you can read it.
Yeah, so basically, I guess maybe I can even elaborate a little bit. But really, the exhibition, although there are a select number of elements on display, really... It's about this kind of, like a number of different ideas. I don't want to say what it's about. But there, it engages a number of different ideas about literacy and different ways of addressing literacy. So I wondered if you could talk a little bit about the particular elements that are on, you know, whether it's the contemporary publications or these historical publications or you know, what is it in there that maybe engages with what you do as an artist?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was actually, as an artist, one of the most important things for me is the passing on of information, and sometimes not in a very direct or didactic fashion. So I like really historically loaded symbols, things that pass on information in a really compact way. So I'm actually fascinated by Yoruba diasporic religions, and a way of their literacy is through a lot of its colors and symbols. And so if you just put, it's almost like a language of colors for especially the Caribbean diasporic religions. The arrangement of different colors will give you a whole different read of a certain power, of a certain process, which I think is fascinating. And it, after, you know, extensive color theory in art school, it's a good way of transitioning between, you know, the esoteric information you get in art school and the esoteric information you get from this culture. So what I liked about this exhibition is, especially in things like Hamptonese, where he developed this elaborate code, this elaborate language, and it's all for the passing out on of information for people who are actually vested in that information. You only learn the code if you actually, you know, want what that person has to say. So it's like a way of valuing an extra value to something like that. So the periodicals, I like that the ones that are here, there's, I don't know if there's an equal contribution, but there's a contribution by both women and men. Even as far back as like the ones in the late 1800s, there's always, you know, both parties are contributing information, which I thought was amazing. So for me, this exhibition, the passing on of seemingly esoteric information, the poster that I contributed is actually a selection of a headdress, of a carnival headdress. Along the lines of that, passing on of esoteric information, of like a close community passing on, if not orally, through visual symbols of information, is through carnival. Like a lot of Caribbean carnival is, it seems like this, or like many other carnivals, it's like this government sanctioned disruption, you know, where everybody gets to just go all out crazy. But a lot of times, the costumes and the dances and things like that are passing on of certain hierarchies and information, which I think is fascinating. And also, it's almost like creating, making truth out of lies and myths, which sometimes is almost like creating a little portal for alternative reality. Which I thought was amazing. It's like a everyday Afrofuturist reality, which is amazing. So I don't know. Do you want
to? No, that's great. I mean, to me, that's ends up being the most successful thing about the exhibition. Is I think that, I mean, particularly in an art museum, but just in whatever contemporary late capitalist society, I think, you know, all relationships are mediated by image. And I think the reduction of image, in particular with something like Carnival or something, you know, which becomes like a snapshot on a tourist brochure or something, and the way that the exhibition creates a space and resources for extending the thought process, for allowing that to be more than a snapshot, I think it really ends up being the most successful thing. And the, yeah, for me, the experience of, because my office is on the fifth floor here, and so I pass through the, you know, if I need to use the bathroom or the staircase, I pass through here all the time, and seeing people sit and spend
actually
time,
engage,
is really
pretty
special.
Amazing.
Yeah, so I totally agree with you that the, like these ideas of, the kind of the deeper information that's available if you want to dig. And then allowing that digging to happen, I think, is
creating that space. Yeah, this is pretty incredible. And also the conversations that are going to happen, I'm really excited about that.
Yeah.
Because it's, you have all this information, you gather it, and then how do you decide to break it down? So I'm excited. And then everything that's going to come from the outside world to all this, like, pristine information. It's
going
to be amazing.
Okay, that's great. Well, let's shut off the thing. And then I want to say one more. Okay, so you ready?
Yeah,
this
sure.
This is going to be awesome. Okay, first just say who you are.
Just my name?
Whatever, however you want to introduce yourself. You just say this is Martine Sims. You can say this is Martine Sims. I'm a conceptual artist based in Chicago, Illinois, Brooklyn, 1984, or whatever.
This is Martine Sims.
Perfect. Okay, so Martine, the first question I have for you is, can you tell me a little bit about how the exhibition Alpha's Bet was introduced to you, or like what your understanding of what's going to happen, or what's happening in the exhibition, I guess. You can talk about the present tense.
Okay. My understanding of Alpha's Bet is that it's a reading room comprised of independently published periodicals and zines and books by African-American artists who are working in an avant-garde tradition, in addition to a poster series that kind of is inspired by the Reed posters of the American Library Association.
And can you talk a little bit about your poster and how you feel like it relates to the dialogue that's happening in the exhibition?
The brief, I guess, I was given for the poster was to make something that tied to literacy. So I was thinking about how do you know what you know, or like where you learn things. And for me, it's definitely mass media. And I recently been really interested in the Johnson Publishing Company legacy. And I had the opportunity a couple months ago to visit their offices, which they just sold. And their offices were built in 1971. And they're this really crazy, like high modernist, Afrofuturist building. Everything's custom designed. And it was the first like black-owned company that was on Michigan Avenue. And they just sold it, so it won't exist any longer after this year. But I got to go there, and I was just kind of mind blown. And they were really influential in kind of teaching a lot of people what the Black American experience were through all of their kind of media products. So that's why this building seemed like a good example of literacy to me.
Amazing. Thank you, Martine. Do you have other stuff you want to say? I feel like that's exactly what I just basically here.